Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called, Will Elijah Come Again? From Mark 9:11. And they asked Jesus, why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Are you confused? After all, the disciples are talking about Elijah the prophet 800 years gone from earth. And they're asking Jesus about the teachers who say Elijah must come first and restore all things. Who and what are they talking about? Here's who and what. Elijah was a prophet who lived around 850 BC. He lived in caves and was a pretty rough character. He needed a shave and some new clothes. But God used him to speak significant judgment against Israel's kings. And God did this in 2 Kings 2:11. As Elijah and Elijah were walking together and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Yes, Elijah went right up to heaven. And about 400 years before Christ comes Malachi the prophet, who says this in Malachi 4:5-6, see, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. The Jews expected Elijah's return to bring healing and judgment to them, and Elijah would return before the day of the Lord, the day of the judgment and the conquest of the Messiah. Having just seen Elijah at the Transfiguration, the disciples are trying to confirm Malachi's prophecy and ask, does Elijah need to come first? You'll see Jesus and hear his answer in the next lesson. The lesson is to learn, and this is to know the true meaning of God's word. You must go to God's word to uncover its grand meaning for your life now and forever. Pause and consider how necessary God's word is to know God.